From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials still searching for the main terrorism suspect. Belgian prosecutors say one man who was arrested in anti-terrorism raids in Brussels Sunday has been charged in connection with the November 13th Paris attacks. The suspect was not identified. Officials say 15 other people arrested have been released. Police continue to seek top Paris massacre suspect Salah Abdeslam. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is no question he would like to see U.S. efforts to fight the Islamic State move faster. He said President Barack Obama has to make the decision as to which of the options he has he will choose. He commented Monday in Abu Dhabi, where he is holding talks with UAE and Saudi officials. A Palestinian attacker stabbed two Israelis at a gas station on the edge of the West Bank Monday. One of the two Israelis has died. The Palestinian was shot and killed by authorities. The killing follows another attack earlier in the day when Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian teenager and wounded a teenage girl Monday in Jerusalem after the two stabbed an elderly man with scissors. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced tighter controls on Palestinian vehicles in the West Bank and an increase in the number of bypass roads, creating separate routes for Palestinians and Israelis. The United States has imposed sanctions on four Burundians it says have contributed to the turmoil in the Central African country. President Barack Obama took the action against the four men in an executive order issued Monday. They include Burundi's Minister of Public Security, Deputy National Police Director, a former intelligence chief, and a former Minister of Defense. This is VOA News.